New estimates show exactly which New Jersey school districts would lose state aid under a new funding proposal by Governor Chris Christie. Though, as WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, it's not changing the mind of supporters.
If Christie has his way, about a quarter of New Jersey school districts would lose a portion of their state aid, while the rest of the districts would see an increase. Those 143 districts that would lose out are mostly poor urban districts that could have trouble finding that money elsewhere.
This proposal of his is really taking New Jersey back decades, from decades of progress.
Danielle Ferry is the research director of the Newark-based Education Law Center, which calculated the figures.
It would bring us back to a time where there just are enormous disparities based on individual districts' ability to raise their own local revenue.
New Jersey currently distributes aid based on need, but Christie's plan would mete out aid evenly for each student. It's a massive overhaul of the formula. Take Vineland in Cumberland County, for example. Right now, it receives about $136 million in state aid. That would be cut by more than half. That means that the overall budget of the Vineland schools would shrink by 40%. But Republican State Senator Mike Doherty, who is sponsoring the measure, says that doesn't tell the story of all the other districts, which have to supplement their school budgets with higher property taxes.
Property taxes in the suburban areas have gotten so high because they get so little school aid that it's really impacting families all across New Jersey. It's impacting negatively real estate values.
But Doherty says in a legislature controlled by Democrats, the plan has no chance of passing right now. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.